With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Biden pushing Congress to support a bipartisan Senate deal on the border and Ukraine aid. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has weighed in on proposed legislation that he said would be the toughest and fairest set of reforms to secure the border ever. He also pledged to use a new emergency authority to shut down the border as soon as he could sign it into law. But House Speaker Mike Johnson suggested the compromise could be dead on arrival in his chamber. The White House is seeking $110 billion in emergency funding for Ukraine, Israel, and immigration enforcement, while Republicans are demanding changes in border policy. Greg Clugston reporting.
Italy's president sharply denouncing rising anti-Semitism and has delivered a powerful speech in support of the Jewish people. Also at SRNnews.com, some of the grounded Boeing MAX jets back in the air, that after safety inspectors cleared them to finally get back in the air.
Alaska Airlines has been allowed to resume a limited number of flights with its MAX 9 jets, which were grounded earlier this month after a panel blew out the side of a jet that had just left Portland, Oregon, January 5th.
We are emergency. We are depressurized.
Audio from liveatc.net. The FAA ordered Alaska and United Airlines, which also uses the MAX 9, to conduct detailed visual inspections of the door plugs, adjust the fasteners, and fix any issues they find. Elizabeth Lund is a Boeing vice president.
The flying public is counting on us.
FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker says after inspecting door plugs on 40 other jets, he's confident they will be safe as long as the new inspection process is followed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is SRN News. Most moms and dads want to know what their kids are doing in the school library.
According to a new poll, over half of the parents want notice of the books that their children are checking out. And 60% say school libraries should restrict kids' access to certain books based on their age or parental permission. But American Family Association President Tim Wildman says, quote, "The problem is that the teachers' unions and the American Library Association don't care one iota about what parents think or what for their own children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups assessing the landscape nearly 2 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned, with elections looming this fall. Since the high court decision, 14 states have begun enforcing bans on abortion throughout pregnancy. Two more have such bans on hold because of court rulings. Two other states have bans going into effect as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. This is SRN News. Okay, not exactly the most pressing question in America today, but if you had the opportunity, what would you name a snowplow? Our resident snowplow expert, Keith Peters, has more on that story.
Every year, thousands of Minnesotans vote on names for the giant machines that clear the state's roads. Winners over the years have included Plowy McPlowface, Scoop Dog, and Hans Snowlo. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is expected to announce winners of its 2023-2024 Name a Snowplow contest next week. Minnesota will add 8 selections to more than 36 names already gracing trucks. The state began naming its 800 plows in 2020. The contest's popularity has prompted states and cities across the country to hold similar contests and name snowplows. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.